In 1746, Lima region was hit by severe earthquake and a consecutive tsunami in Calasay caused 96% of casualties in the Calasay population. Under Satrap's Project 1, several studies were realized, and they concluded that a severe earthquake, MW 8.6 tilde 8.9, may occur in Lima City, 2, following by tsunami, which may hit a large coastal area. In that sense, harmful scenarios can occur. Based on last studies, and the historic earthquake consequences in Calasay, local government in Lapu'a, the most tsunami-prone district in Cala, has designated 19 reinforced concrete, RC, buildings as tsunami shelters. Nevertheless, the lack of a structural vulnerability studies of these buildings in front of an earthquake and consecutive tsunami scenario makes uncertain the good performance of the buildings. Guidelines of other countries, such as Japan, the United States, and Chile, are oriented to calculate the tsunami forces. Nevertheless, these guidelines lack information about structural performance of buildings in front of earthquake tsunami scenarios. This paper describes a methodology to assess the sequential action of earthquake and the consecutive tsunami to evaluate the structural performance and the damage level to ensure the safety of buildings and their inhabitants.